This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 554, ladies and gentlemen, 554 days left until Election Day. About a year and a half, in other words, which means we are right now smack dab in the middle of official presidential campaign announcement season. Neurosurgeon Ben Carson announced today, as did Carly Fiorina. The former CEO of Hewlett-Packard said this morning she's the best person for the job because she understands, these are her words, how the economy actually works. One might call that the CEO advantage. One might also call it the CEO disadvantage. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn is on it.
To see the downside of being a CEO candidate, look no further than CarlyFiorina.org. It reads, Carly Fiorina failed to register this domain, so I'm using it to tell you how many people she laid off at Hewlett-Packard. And then 30,000 frowny emoticons.
Oh, that's an eye catcher.
George Anders wrote the book Perfect Enough, Carly Fiorina and the Reinvention of Hewlett-Packard. And he says 30,000 layoffs is in the ballpark.
So the math gets a little complicated, but you're going to end up with a number in the low tens of thousands.
He says most of them were the product of a big merger with Compaq, which she showed great willpower in pursuing. And Fiorina is saying she'd stand by her record at HP. But those specific qualities of leadership will not get scrutinized as much as this question of jobs, according to Wharton professor Mike Youssim. Just look at Mitt Romney and his record at private equity firm Bain Capital.
Whether Bain Capital created more jobs than it took away was one of the great debating issues. And that obviously is going to be debated in the case of Carly Fiorina. Net-net, was she a job creator?
Nick Carnes at Duke University has studied CEO politicians at every level of elected office.
Whether I'm talking about Congress or a state legislature or a city council, the more politicians you have who are CEOs, the more conservative economic policy you get.
But regardless of how they lean, the question of whether CEOs are better or worse at actually governing, that's something Carnes says we just don't have the research on. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.